Welcome back to the Tip TV Finance Show. I'm joined here by my co-host Mike Ingram, strategist of EGC Partners, and making a long-awaited reappearance, Budgie Wright from Barbican Square Limited, just because we want to know what's going on in the housing market, the real estate market.
Well, closing out the end of last year, a very static year, I think, for a lot of people. Post-Brexit, post-Trump, a lot of new regulations aimed at the buy-to-let market from the HMRC and from the government, with new mortgage requirements. So I think a lot of people just stopped in their tracks. A lot of developers saw their new stock sitting on the shelf. They were obliged to start looking at discounting and absorbing stamp duty and the like for new buyers. So we saw a bit of hesitation there. Didn't stop the housing market incrementally inching up across the UK. I think in December, if you look at it, it was up 4.4% year on year, with small incremental up and down moves from September to November. So we'll see how this year pans out. There is obviously Brexit to deal with, and I think that is going to still keep a lot of people, a lot of the speculators, potentially on the sidelines. However, decline in the value of sterling against global currencies has brought back certainly the Asian buyers, their own markets, especially in Hong Kong, China and Singapore, have now new swinging taxes on foreign investment, which even means that a mainland Chinese buying in Hong Kong is considered a foreign purchase, largely, and therefore those taxes actually make ours pale into insignificance. I'll discuss that on a later programme for the round trip in and out purchase price. So we have seen further inward investment from those quarters, but I think that Brexit is going to put it largely on hold for the speculators. And for those above £1.5 million looking to move house, there is a cost, a major cost now, with the additional stamp duty, especially if it's a second property. So I would look for speculators again, or people looking for good places to invest. I'd be going out to Acton and Ealing and out along the Crossrail, out to sort of further outside of Canary Wharf going east and maybe up into the deep dark recesses of early Essex, if you can get your passport to take you that far.
Do you think that a lot of people are going to be? I mean, you know, Zone 1 and Zone 2 is where it's at. I mean, we can't go that far.
I think, you know, people will eventually get a nosebleed and get their pith helmets on and go for an expedition.
Or brain tree or something like that.
We don't need to go that far, I'm sure.
I was going to say.
But certainly, you know, people in Fulham.
How many people are we insulting here?
I think that, you know, you might see one or two Range Rovers leaving Fulham and Hammersmith and actually getting mud on their wheels. Going outside.
I rent in Zone 1, and that's as far as I'm going to go.
I think I
just for me, it's just like I'm not going to go to Acton. I don't actually know where that is.
Well, I think
or these other places. I would actually probably rather just have somewhere in the sticks than go to these suburban areas. And what's the apart from the Southern Rail issue? The logistics now become very complicated, don't they?
They do, but I think again, look. We still are not building anywhere near enough houses. There is a discussion now whether the main developers will land bank rather than develop into the teeth of this. Certainly, they will have to feed their machines, but I'm not sure that they will want to go hell for leather and develop out everything they've got.
These garden villages, I thought that sounded great. On the, I don't know where it is, the Hertfordshire, somewhere else, Essex border, there's a new garden village there with 50,000 new
things. Yeah, I don't necessarily think that's a village.
Would it be like Basildon, which is delightful.
Milton Keynes and Stevenage.
Milton Keynes in Hertfordshire.
Quick off-the-wall question. Is there any sign of buyers coming out of India? Because I heard, because obviously we had a situation where the Indian government withdrew all the high denomination notes.
Correct.
In India, wiped out 87%, I think, of the cash, physical cash,
sure,
available. And a lot of people said, well, a lot of people are busy trying to, you know, move their wealth elsewhere, shall we? And a lot of buying by high net worth Indians were going into places like Dubai. And I'm just wondering whether there's any sign that London's picked any of that up.
The Indian market in London has always been quite difficult.
Right.
And the very, very high-end Indian industrialists, high net worths, do have their enclaves, do have their pieces here, but not generally as a mass market,
right,
as far as I've seen, and certainly not in the areas where we've seen the general speculation. So, but Dubai for sure, and some of the African islands, African coastal places see a lot of Indian investment because there tends to be a more industrial or commercial investment that way.
Right.
But I haven't seen it personally, and I think it's fairly specialist.
Okay.
So 2017, we're just taxed up to the eyeballs. Buy-to-let is taking it, taking a slap. The family type of market also, you know, they can't really move anywhere if they're one bedroom short.
I think we're in for reasonably stagnant market until Brexit terms are seen.
I also enjoyed the Airbnb development where it was a 90-day limit, so all those Airbnb tycoons also took a slap as well.
I think look, HMRC is obviously looking to ensure that it gets its fair slug of everything, and it's also the government is trying to loosen the market to make it more affordable. So I think that all of these are aimed really at a sort of social reengineering angle, but I'm not sure how successful they're going to be without absolutely collapsing the market.
Budgie Wright from Barbican Square Limited, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks.